McCartney, One on One. July 25th.
Oh, yeah.
Live at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Presale for City Card member begins now through Friday at 10 p.m. before the general public on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Paul McCartney, One on One.
Race fans, Sycamore Speedway celebrating over 50 years of racing opens the 2017 season this Saturday night featuring all Saturday classes along with dirt models and IMCA modifieds. Doors open at 6, racing at 7. For more info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
Aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. They are a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team, they work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Stop into Lowe's where you'll find big savings on those projects popping up on your to-do list. Grow a happy and healthy lawn with 20% off all Stay Green fertilizer and grass seed. Plus, get cooking with 25% off all Charbroil Commercial and Signature Series gas grills. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Stay Green offer valid 426 through 58. Grill offer valid 426 through 51. Selection varies by location while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
The Jake Brown Show on Play.A.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
Hey, it's your boy Lil B.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at Play.it and iTunes.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
You've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is it, Bears fans. The NFL draft begins today. Who will the Bears choose in the first round? We'll break down all the possibilities throughout the day and be with us all day tomorrow for analysis and reaction. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Central Division champion Wolves have advanced in the playoffs in dramatic fashion. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details on the second round of Calder Cup playoff games.
By the end of the day, we might have 10 reports on a player, and it's the ability to take all that information in and then come to the right conclusion and the right final grade for our board.
That's Bears GM Ryan Pace. Basically, lots of opinions given on players, and it's all a crapshoot in the end. NFL draft is tonight. It's the first round, starts at 7 o'clock, and the Bears do have the third overall pick. And reports out of Cleveland do indeed have the Browns picking Myles Garrett with the number one overall pick. On to the NBA, and your Chicago Bulls, they are down 3-2 now to the Boston Celtics. Game 6 is tomorrow at the UC. That tips just after 7. Tonight, Toronto and San Antonio, they can close out their first-round matchups with wins at Milwaukee and Memphis. Major League Baseball, Cubs and White Sox both off today MLB Now, a few games going on. Seattle and Detroit are tied at 1 in the 9th. In St. Louis, the Blue Jays and Cardinals are tied at 4 in the 11th now. Washington leads Colorado 4-2 in the 6th. L.A. leading San Francisco 1-0 in the 5th. And a couple finals from earlier, Philly edged Miami 3-2 and the Braves over the Mets 7-5. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. Get fresh with Jimmy John's. Their homemade bread is freshly baked. Quality meats are freshly sliced, and locally grown veggies are freshly sliced every day. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score, that's tomorrow, 5:35, Cubs and Red Sox, right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
And number 5 is with Maria Taylor. Let's go to Maria.
Well, Christian, quite an explosive night. You break 2 Rose Bowl records. How aware were you of your production all throughout the game?
Not at all, really. We just knew that we can be extremely good when we focus on what we're doing and executing our offensive plays. And so for us, it was just come in and execute. You know, I couldn't ask for better teammates and better people to enjoy this win with.
All right, you hear people saying Heisman behind me. Will that be on your mind at all when you take the field next season?
No, you know, you can't focus on all that stuff at all. You got to really just focus on you and becoming the best player you could be.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
There's a couple of things. They are productician. And some dude screaming Heisman in the background.
Wow. It is time for us to get a collegiate perspective on some of these potential draftees from Adam Kramer of Bleacher Report. You can follow him on Twitter at Kegs and Eggs. Kegs, the letter N, Eggs. And he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Hello, Adam.
How we doing, guys?
Kramer, where you been, man? It feels like I haven't talked to you in forever. And, of course, college football, spring football is getting ready to get back underway. We'll be talking about Sam Darnold and all these other dudes. But I want to talk to you about some of the guys that are going to go in the first round of this draft and their impact collegiately and what people may be sleeping on or what's falling in between some of the cracks. Tell me about Jonathan Allen. Tell me something that I don't know or something that you haven't read enough about the defensive end out of Alabama.
To me, this year, he was the best player in college football. Just play to play, when you watched him, he was violent. You saw him in the open field pick up a ball and run far too quickly for a man that size. He was disruptive on a team with standouts everywhere, specifically in the front 7. He managed to stand out above all of them. So to me, you mentioned from a college perspective, this night is always interesting for me because it's like a graduation, right? And we've acquired, as college aficionados, so to speak, you watch these guys time and time again. You have labels of Jonathan Allen, Deshaun Watson, guys like this who are larger than life, and then you see mock drafts and Jonathan Allen falling to 10 through 20. Look, I haven't seen the x-rays or the MRIs or know what his shoulders look like, but if the guy is remotely healthy, I would, you know, it's one of those situations where I don't know how he goes beyond the top 5 or the top 10, because to me, all year long, he was really special.
It's something we were discussing earlier about sometimes where college performance is, or college success, or winning a national title, not necessarily predictive of professional success. You might have a guy who's on a really bad team that ends up being a fabulous pro. You might have a wonderful shining beacon of all things collegiate sport who can't play dead in when it comes to the NFL. Do you think that people who are invested like you are in the college game, does it feel good when somebody is able to be all things, be able to be a great and successful example of a college player who then does translate that? Is that extra rewarding for people who say, yeah, this is what it's supposed to be about?
You know, it's funny. I would love to say no, that, like, I can just process this like someone in the NFL would. But, no, you're absolutely right. And maybe on the flip side, rather than rewarding, it's almost insulting when you have this successful collegiate player, and throughout this time he's basically dismembered. You know, the anonymous NFL scouts will tell you for 3 or 4 months why this guy is a bad player. or why this guy won't amount to anything. And that, I think, more than anything else can be frustrating. Again, Deshaun Watson is like a perfect example, or maybe not, because he's still a guy that's probably going to hear his name called tonight. But from a collegiate standpoint, you know, five-star recruit, goes to a program, kind of lifts it to new heights, goes out in that Cinderella story where he wins a national championship, should have won a Heisman, put up huge numbers, was that ultimate sort of face of the program, is liked by everybody, and yet you have a guy from North Carolina who played a year who more than likely is going to be picked over him. And that's just sort of the reality of the process. Very mindful of what goes into this, and I'm not going to pretend to be one of those NFL minds where you try to evaluate quarterbacks, which is a really difficult thing to do, but without a doubt, when you're looking at this from a college perspective, this night is weird because the names you know undoubtedly are going to fall for names that maybe weren't talked about as much throughout the season.
I remember a couple of years ago on the Spiegel and Golf Show when we had you on for that first weekend, and I was like, yo, I've seen the number one pick in the draft. I don't care about anyone else. I want this man now, and his name is Myles Garrett. And you said, Goff, you're an idiot. He's a redshirt sophomore. There's no way that he can be drafted right now. Go back to the lab and come back in a year. All right, a year later. It seems like there's a kind of a Jadeveon Clowney kind of effect with him where people saw him dominate, and then he realized, okay, I'm going to be a top three or four pick, and then didn't see him dominate to the degree that they would like, of course, with some injuries in there as well. But from what you saw of Myles Garrett over the last couple of years, what kind of player did we maybe miss after the highlights? Were we watching for things that weren't there in that second year of blow-up potential? Like, what'd you see that maybe we're not covering with Myles Garrett?
I think the really interesting, you mentioned injuries this year, and that was a huge factor. So people say, well, he could give up plays or in games. And this guy was hobbled for a good portion of his season, and actually I think a more complete player. I think the one interesting aspect of a guy like this, he's so long and looks like a power forward. He's got a six-pack. Again, it doesn't look like it computes when you look at him, 275, 280 pounds, is how good he was against the run. In some of those grinded-out games against Alabama, a game that he was hobbled in, he was in the middle of that throwing his body around. So as I look at him and you look at the stats, you want those big numbers, you know, the sack numbers, the tackles for loss, which were all there a year ago, maybe not so much this year. Athletically, he is on another planet. He is in that discussion with Jadeveon Clowney. But I do think maybe, you know, months of boredom in terms of talking about this guy over and over, we lose sight of the fact that he's just really good at everything he does. So I think you plug him in, it's cliche, the sort of the plug-in play, but I don't think necessarily technique-wise he has as far to go as maybe some believe. I think he will be successful in both pass and run right away.
What is a college coach with who, say, you say it's pick whichever one you want, whether it's Jim Harbaugh or Urban Meyer or Nick Saban, when you know you're going to have the opportunity to sell another massive harvest of your players to the NFL, because I would think you want to be out ahead of it, that you're already preparing a social media campaign. What does a smart, proactive, big-time school do to immediately say, look what I'm doing to get guys to the league?
You know, Ohio State and Alabama just sort of put it out there now. You know, you'll see Nick Saban in his blue blazer just kind of hanging out in the, you know, in the green room. You know, he's not going to do anything, obviously, unorthodox because of who he is. But ultimately, I think this really does sell itself. Now, those guys are going to sell their players in the pre-draft process. You know, a guy like Reuben Foster, for example, I think Nick Saban did his big work before tonight when he came out after that situation at the Combine and really defended Reuben Foster. That's a big deal. That's a step out for Nick Saban, who doesn't like to ruffle feathers unless he wants to make a statement. Be there. So when you really have it going, you're just going to sit back and enjoy the night. That's what Ohio State has done these last few years. They'll continue to do it tonight with a few more players, with Alabama, who's going to be featured prominently throughout the next few days. You can sit back and relax. If you're a program like Clemson, where this is a little new to you, you're going to see Dabo Swinney all smiles. You're going to see Deshaun Watson and Mike Williams and some of these guys enjoying their spotlight, because that's a different situation. But those classic blue bloods who are now just kind of developing talent year after year, I think it's almost like business as usual. It almost is more of an impression if it's just kind of casual to them.
Which first-round talent, you mentioned Jonathan Allen, maybe we can go to that Ohio State secondary as well, but which first-round talent do you think benefited the most by playing around talented players?
That's a great question. Malik Hooker comes to mind for Ohio State. You knew Gary and Conley. You knew that they had some great defensive backs coming. But Malik Hooker just exploded last year at safety. And it's not just a benefit of playing with the best secondary in football. He was really good. But that was a guy, there were so many good defensive pieces around him that ultimately it was just really hard to ignore him. At game after game, he was making plays, not just making plays, but big plays. That was one that really jumped out to me because, again, heading into the year, clearly we didn't know. And then I'll go back to Clemson. I think Mike Williams, standing next to him at the national championship game, I was just in awe. And again, this is another guy, back to our original question, that I think we're overthinking, that ultimately I think is going to be really special. But look, playing with Deshaun Watson for a few years, having elite offensive skill players at tight end, at the other side at wide receiver, you know, battling through injuries, all those things, I think those are two guys that really come to mind.
Is Leonard Fournette worthy of comparison to Bo Jackson, Adrian Peterson, you know, some of these names that we've heard invoked, Herschel Walker, is he that good? Because if so, I'm not going to be mad at any team for saying, I don't care what I have on my roster if I'm taking a generational talent at this position.
He, to me, since I started, I don't even want to say professionally, that sounds too extreme, but since I've started trying to do this, it's the craziest thing I've seen at the position. If you have not seen what he did against Ole Miss last year, there is a play in that Ole Miss game where he lowers a hit on a safety at full speed, keeps his balance, just sort of trots out of balance. It's one of the craziest collegiate plays I've ever seen. I know we're going to talk about the ankle, but up until this year, this guy was never hurt, really has never had any issues of that. So you look at the size, 230, I think he can catch the ball extremely well. I think he is that guy. The issue is this particular year and really at this particular time, because I think you've got a few more running backs similar coming in that 225, 230 range that can actually run. There are some players that you feel good about if you don't land Leonard Fournette. The gap between one and, say, two, three, and four, albeit with some baggage as far as you go, is not that great. And yet I look at Leonard Fournette as that generational. To me, since Adrian Peterson, I think he's the collegiate back I've seen.
What happened to DeShone Kizer during the season?
They were bad. He was not great. The juju around that team, whether it be the coach, the offensive line, the mistakes he made, that it's one of the weirdest guys to try to evaluate, because from a tool standpoint, it's all there. The size is there. If you hear him speak, he's really articulate. He puts it together. He's a guy that really seems to understand and love the game. I remember Bleacher Report was doing pieces with him, and I kept hearing that, like, everybody just had that infectious personality. It just turned so sideways for them. I go back to that game they played in a monsoon, I believe against NC State, and that was just sort of synonymous of his season and their season right away after looking so good against Texas and him being that guy. We were talking him as like that number one pick. There were mistakes, and again, you know, nothing seemed right. And that transition, by the way, to after the season. You've got his head coach saying he should have come back. You've got him talking about being, you know, the body of Cam Newton and the mind of Tom Brady. It just has not seemed right. So I'm really interested. That's one of those guys tonight. I wouldn't be shocked if his name is called. If you're in the bottom of that round, maybe you trade back in to that first round because there's a lot here to like. But ultimately, you know, it's really hard to put your finger on why exactly it didn't all come together.
All right, well, enjoy your graduation ceremony tonight. Hold all applause till all the names are called, and then have fun at the buffet afterward.
There will be plenty of food and cocktails consumed. So thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Adam, we'll talk to you throughout the year. Thank you so much. Adam Kramer.
Always terrific stuff, and there is not a guy, as you mentioned, not a guy you ask about that he doesn't have an informed opinion on. Digging into the numbers is brought to you by Julie. Dig safe. Call Julie at 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. And this portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Mariano's. Save, earn, share. Stop by Mariano's today and score deals with their revamped rewards card. Save with personalized coupons. Earn freebies from Mariano's specialty shops. Share discounted Mariano's gift cards with friends and family. We are at Cork and Carey in Beverly, 106th and Southwestern Avenue.
Hanging out.
And you know what they're going to be doing starting in just a few days? Every Friday in May, in the beer garden, food trucks. So
one of my favorite things over the last couple of years.
Think about that.
It's not just like those old school food trucks either. Not the roach coaches that you see outside of factories,
right,
like,
near the construction.
It's not like reheated Burger King at a truck.
Some of those are great though. Some of the ones that do tacos,
depending on how strong your stomach is,
or like who's cooking the taco meat.
There's always the food trucks over there on Monroe. Yep. When we get out of work every once in a while, but man, they're gonna have food trucks
on Fridays in May in the beer garden here at Cork and Carey. So boy, this thing is flying by. So we know there are people who want to jump in. 312-644-6767. Did you have any more Bulls things that needed to be addressed? Because
screw the Bulls.
I know. I thought we.
Bulls kiss my ass.
That was really awful last night. And
they were up a point, and then they scored nine for the rest of the game.
And they announced
the last 10 minutes they scored 10 points.
They have announced that Isaiah Cannon is going to start.
I don't care what they announce
in Game 6.
You can announce anything you want. You're gonna get beat, and you're gonna waste my $75 that I paid thinking that you would beat these bum ass Celtics. Yeah, about $75. I got him at +350. I was already counting that damn money when you're up 2-0, and all of a sudden Rondo has to break his thumb and hurt his ligaments, and Jimmy can't pass anyway, and now his knee hurts, and Bobby Portis forgot how to play basketball, and Robin Lopez is running into people and running away from the ball. Screw this team.
Fred's running out of the press conference.
Yeah, Fred is bailing on everything. Fred's asking
for the interview.
Fleeing
the interview.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, I was looking forward to last night's game, too. That's the thing. Like, I've looked forward to each one of these playoff games. No, I do know better, but I understand the prism in which I am viewing it through.
Isn't
that a prism? Not prison. Is it Bulls prison? Is that what we're caught up in?
Bulls prison.
No, I know how to view this.
M and the N in bum.
There it is. They're just interchangeable, right? No, I know how to view this. I know how to watch this. I know how to look at this and which lens to kind of, you know, magnify.
Make it not hurt?
No.
Can you make watching it not hurt?
No, I can't. You know why? Because the players that you're supposed to count on, you can't count on. They're not reliable. Niko Mirotić, if there is one guy over the last 4 years in this town, not just for the Bulls, but in this town that has pulled the rug from underneath a whole bunch of stupid people, it is Niko Mirotić. That man had 2.5 good weeks in March and had everybody in this city acting like they had never seen basketball before. Play Niko.
Remember the argument I had with Schuster on the air?
Yes, and now calling this dude an all-star. Now Niko Mirotić is a dude who is scared to shoot jump shots, and that's his only job. This is his only job on the court. They don't ask him to do anything else. They don't ask him to play defense. They don't ask him to rebound.
Scared.
Right. Well, Anthony Morrow don't give a damn. But Niko Mirotić, and I'm not putting it all on Niko, but at some point, somebody's got to be like, all right, I'll take the shot. Like, I'll throw a couple up there. Isaiah Cannon did it 2 games ago. Isaiah Cannon came off the bench still in, like, he had a suit on. He didn't have a jersey. He was like, oh, okay, you guys didn't give me a jersey for this one.
His shoes aren't ideal.
Right, but I guess I'm out of here. He's right, he's putting up jump shots and penny loafers. You got this dude with his big dumb beard and his silly face, and he's scared to shoot. What, like, that's your own, like, if
big,
someone,
dumb beard.
If someone paid me $4 million to do one thing, even if I didn't do it well, I would do it. Like, you can miss every one of those, Niko. You don't have to, go ahead. Don't pump fake. Shoot the shot. I won't be mad at you. I don't expect much anyway. One of them might go in. This dude is scared to shoot the ball. And Jimmy Butler is out there by himself.
I shouldn't have asked.
Now his knee
Bulls,
hurts. Right. Yeah, you shouldn't have asked me about the damn Bulls.
I shouldn't have said anything.
I'm about to go use the bathroom now.
312-644-6767. Getting you primed and ready for the Bears set to draft at 23rd overall tonight. And we've got wall-to-wall coverage coming your way all night on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season. Afternoons between 1 and 6 on The Score.
Really, it came down to velocity only. I know you guys have to talk about it, but it's just not that important to us.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Stanley Cup playoffs are underway, and being here in SoCal, I've got to talk about the Anaheim Ducks. Look, I never said it would be easy. I never said that Anaheim would run right through Edmonton the way they did Calgary. However, I did not know that it would be the Ducks who would be taking the dumb penalties or having one of the worst breakdowns defensively that you will ever see from them late in the third period. But to quote one Rex Ryan, here we are. Here the bleep we are.
Here we are. Here the we are.
The Ducks are going to be just fine, and they're going to adjust and find a way to neutralize Connor McDavid and Edmonton's speed and skill, mostly by punching somebody right in the face, which is exactly what Ryan Getzlaff and the fellas were doing at the end of that game last night, and sending a message. One game does not make a series. Credit to Edmonton for coming in and ripping one of the Ducks' house, but I am still riding with Anaheim. They're still going to advance. I'm Jim Rome.
The Day Out with Thomas Friendship Tour 2017 at the Illinois Railway Museum. Take a ride on Thomas the Tank Engine and meet his friend Percy. Tour dates are Saturday and Sunday, July 8th and 9th, and Saturday and Sunday, July 15th and 16th. Call 866-468-7630 or visit ticketweb.com/DOWT for tickets. The Illinois Railway Museum, 7000 Olson Road in Union.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them. They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
It's Matt Abaticola. You guys know I love all of my services from Xfinity. I've had them for several years now, and they truly are outstanding. I love the Xfinity Stream app. It is my favorite app on my phone. I use it all the time to watch anything I want, really, going back and forth from the city, or I may or may not be binge-watching a TV show called The Leftovers on HBO right now while I'm supposed to be working. I would never, ever do that. But that's the kind of stuff you can do with the Stream app from Xfinity. You can watch stuff on your DVR. You can pull up stuff from on demand. You can even stream live TV through the Xfinity Stream app. But more than that, I love my Xfinity internet at home. The in-home Wi-Fi is the best in the country. And if you out there are still using AT&T, what in the heck are you doing? See, listen, Xfinity offers more speed to more homes in the country than AT&T does. It doesn't matter what time of day. I always get great service with Xfinity. It doesn't matter how many devices are being used. It doesn't matter what part of my house I'm in. I always get great service with Xfinity, and you will too. Even better and even faster and more reliable than AT&T. So if you're looking for the fastest internet and the best in-home Wi-Fi experience, don't put up with AT&T anymore. Call my friends at Xfinity at 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today to make that switch. Once again, it's 1-800-XFINITY or go online and make that switch to Xfinity.com.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Sunday. Don't miss Elementary.
It's been 5 years since you committed to being a detective.
Do I get a cake for that?
Holmes.
What you and I do, it's not a job, it's a calling.
Watson.
The problem is that you think you're smarter than everyone else.
I am smarter than everyone else, demonstrably.
When these two get together...
I was gone for 5 minutes, you built a bomb?
My intention is to solve a murder.
It's anything but Elementary.
He's been really hard to catch, but he's going down today.
Quite.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Original reporting sets us apart on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
We always ask ourselves on every story we do, is it right? Is it fair? Is it honest?
Top advisors admit the president was at a crossroads.
These strikes could backfire.
The experience that we have makes our broadcast unique.
Smoke from this fire is simply intense.
They've been met with a heavy police presence here.
I want the audience to say, wow, that was worth my time. I learned something.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
The Jake Brown Show on Play.it.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiPietro.
And it's your boy, Lil D.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at Play.it and iTunes.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Central Division champion Wolves have advanced in the playoffs in dramatic fashion. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details on the second round of Calder Cup playoff games. NFL Draft is tonight. First round, it does start at 7, and the Bears do have the third overall pick, and reports out of Cleveland do indeed have the Browns picking Myles Garrett with the number one overall pick. On to the NBA, the Bulls, they have not won a game against Boston without Rajon Rondo, and now they trail the Celtics 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow at the UC. It tips just after 7. Tonight, though, Toronto and San Antonio can close out their first-round series with wins at Milwaukee and Memphis. Major League Baseball, the Cubs and White Sox both off today. MLB Now, Washington all over Colorado 11-2 in the 7th. Dodgers still leading the Giants 1-0 in the 6th. Few finals from earlier today. Seattle edged out Detroit 2-1. It was Philly over Miami 3-2. The Braves beat the Mets 7-5. And the Cardinals come all the way back from a 4-0 deficit to beat Toronto 8-4 with a walk-off grand slam in the 11th. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm, here to help life go right. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season, only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow, 5:35, Cubs and Red Sox, right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
And now, time for a Bernstein and Goff Bears draft memory.
With the 14th pick, the Chicago Bears select Kyle Fuller, defensive back, Virginia Tech.
That's my guy. I mean, I love that pick.
You can play in any scheme with that ability right there.
I thought they might go either Calvin Pryor or Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. They have just become a better defense.
My favorite corner in the draft. He's a lot like Charles Tillman. I love his playing style. This kid is tough, and he is a savage the way he plays.
That was your Bernstein and Goff Bears draft memory on 670 The Score.
All right, you're all wrong.
Wait, hold on.
If
there's one word that I don't think of when I think of Kyle Fuller, it's savage.
This kid is tough, and he is a savage.
What? Like, when you think of savage,
what are you watching?
Savage corners or savage safeties, you think of dudes who are mixing it up, who are aggressive, who are separating the ball from the man. You don't think of Kyle damn Fuller? What is going on? Well, hey.
Maybe we got a whole night of that coming up.
Oh, everybody's going to be awesome.
Everybody's awesome.
You know, that would be then. Now that's the next move. That's the next turn in sports broadcasting, is when TV guys start telling people how they really feel.
When TV guy says, "You know what? I think this guy blows."
Right. I don't think this guy's gonna have a job for very long in the NFL.
He's an idiot. Right. He might have raped a bunch of people. Oh, I mean, if you actually hear them tell the truth,
the guy actually like breaks news right there. I gotta be honest with you. I know a woman that he beat up.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't draft this guy at all. This tonight's going to be a lot of that.
I saw this guy do more cocaine in one night than anybody I've ever seen in my life. He also is late to practice most of the time.
Right. And he beats up puppies on the weekends. You know, that kind of thing. There's a guy who is got some questionable characteristics or character concerns, and his name is Dalvin Cook. And our guy Matt Miller brought him up a ton. And
he's a really good player, though.
He's a damn good player, but he's got a lot of wear and tear on him. And you asked the Leonard Fournette question. I talked about Christian McCaffrey last hour. And what's happened with running backs I find so interesting, because the value of running backs, I'm not saying it's coming back, but guys don't want to throw the ball 50 times if they can help it. You know, you want to make sure that your quarterback is upright by the end of the season. And I've always said that, you know, the passing game is terrific if you are efficient at the passing game. If you're not efficient, all you're doing is putting the ball in the air for somebody to take from you over and over. And we've seen that as Bears fans. Do you think that the running back, like it like how the 80s are cool again in fashion and music, do you think that the running back is not coming back to the forefront,
we talked
but
about
people
that
are
last
valuing
year.
It a little bit more?
We talked about it last year a little bit.
Might have three first-round running backs this draft.
The pendulum has swung back from sort of the year when Eddie Lacy was the only guy that anybody said was worth any value. I do still think that because of the wear and tear on the position, it's probably money that is spent riskier.
But it's not the old school way of it, though. Like, we're talking about guys splitting time.
And rotations,
and
right.
And touches, too. Like, we're not even talking about carries anymore. We're talking about getting the guy 20 touches. So if I get you six screen passes or six dump offs, that's a little bit different than you having them, you know, do the Oklahoma drill simulation over and over again and ramming the ball inside and between the tackles.
I also think what's changed and what always needs to be said anytime we're discussing NFL running backs as opposed to what the responsibilities are in college, it's still a pass first league. It's still a league where the teams are going to win by having the trigger man throw the ball, and you must be able to fulfill a minimum of responsibility when it comes to understanding pass protection.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't just being able to sink your hips and square up and make the block. It's knowing on a hot read that your assignment just changed. It's knowing that you've got to turn your head a different direction. You've got to take a little different step. And if that first step is wrong, you're compromised. And
are you going to get the face of the franchise killed? And that it's the only drill, actually, at the combine that you can't do. You can't have a running back blocking drill at the combine. You don't find out if your guy is able to block more times than not until you get into training camp, because nobody's got any great college running back in the backfield picking up blitzes all the time.
No.
That's why when Ezekiel Elliott did it as well as he did it on the level that he did it, it was like, oh, okay. Because since high school, these guys have been the ones getting the football instead of having to stay back in pass pro.
You can get them on the board, though. I mean, you can look at it and say, all right, in this particular situation, yeah, you're aligned here.
Designating who you got to block and wanting to block him is two different things.
Certainly, though. But it's one thing you can do is actually, is this guy cognizant of what he's supposed to do before you even find out whether he's got the brains or the guts to do it in the moment?
How often is it, though, just hit somebody that comes free?
Find a uniform that doesn't look like yours.
Right. If your guard or tackle made the mistake, make sure that we aren't scraping the quarterback up off the ground, because it's going to look like you made the mistake because you're the last. I used to always talk about Carlos Boozer and Joakim Noah, where sometimes Joe would make the mistake and Carlos' big dumbass would be sitting there under the basket screaming and everybody like, look how bad Carlos Boozer is. He was bad at defense, but there was a lot of times where Joe made the mistake and it just looked like Carlos made the mistake because he was the final guy. There's a lot of times when you're reaching down with that hand as a running back probably that you're like, yo, you know I didn't get you killed just now, but I'm back here in the picture with you, so obviously I'm going to take the brunt of everybody's, you know, reaction on the post game.
The Score is going to be hosting a special For the Vets event at the Score Studios in downtown Chicago for military veterans on Monday, May 8th. Right now, be caller 6 and win 2 tickets to this VIP experience that will be hosted by Lawrence Holmes. Military ID is required. We have another giveaway between now and 6 o'clock. And this one's going to be cool if you are a collector, an autograph seeker, etc. It's going to be a Wade Davis Any Item ticket and 2 general admission tickets to the Fanatics Authentic Show May 5th through 7th. You got to be listening if you want to win that. So you've heard from our guests. We've also heard the news that, according to Mary Kay Cabot and other outlets now confirming, the Browns are saying that Myles Garrett indeed will be the first overall pick. We'll see, taking the Mitch Trubisky possibility away now, because I don't think that's going to be what San Francisco is inclined to do.
Who knows?
That the Bears are looking at maybe a more limited number of scenarios, if that news is to be believed. 312-644-6767. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show before our big NFL draft preview extravaganza.
Yeah, Tom Thayer is already in the house.
All the other football people will come in here soon.
Soon.
They're trickling in to do their prep.
Yeah, and don't bring your memorabilia, because we will set it and you on fire.
And we'll set Jeff Joniak on fire just for fun.
Why would we want to do that?
Because it's fun.
No, it isn't fun. I don't want a burnt Jeff Joniak. I want an unburned Jeff Joniak.
All right, well, maybe we won't.
What are you doing? Well, if you're going to burn anybody, you know, burn Pompey or somebody.
No, I'm going to burn so I know exactly who it is. Has he left yet?
These brothers here had the misfortune of having to talk
God.
To him for 20 minutes.
Seriously, if I owned a flamethrower, I mean, I'd stand there all day until that was just charcoal. Yeah.
You fellas earned your wings today, boy. The old remote assassin.
Yep.
Got a purple heart. Brothers over there. Yeah. And make him buy you a drink if you're going to talk to
Dealing
him.
Dealing with that guy.
Yeah.
That's just the worst. Complete nightmare of a human being.
One of the worst people I've ever met in my life.
And it's been told stop doing this and won't stop.
What is it about people who don't know that you don't want to talk to them? Terry was the best too.
Terry said, "Like, get the F out of my face. Don't come within 10 feet of me or I'm going to kill you." I mean, it was great.
Like, what happens when guys don't know that you want to eject from a conversation? Like, you don't feel the body language of me slowly but surely, like, inching away from
oblivious.
You? Like, we just got into a commercial break and I have to lie about going back on the air again because I'm not, you know. I don't want those kind of problems, because then I'm going to have to put hands on people. I already got one strike. Like, I don't want that in my life.
All right, I'm not going to make the mistake of teasing anything regarding your Bulls thoughts again.
I had a very unpleasant, whiz over there, because it wasn't Kwame Brown, by the way. I had a very unpleasant whiz over there because I was thinking about the Bulls the whole time I'm trying to do my business.
Yeah, they ruin everything, too.
Yeah,
don't they?
Stop asking me about the damn Bulls.
Ruining our lives and eating all our steak.
it's NFL draft time. What's wrong with Kyle Schwarber and John Lester and other things? This has nothing to do with the Bulls blowing a 2-0 lead to a team with a 5-9 player. It has nothing to do with that.
Speaking of what's wrong, Baseball Prospectus Wrigleyville did a further breakdown of Cubs pitchers' velocities. Do you want some of those numbers?
They're not good.
You want some of that? And it's not just they're trying to answer some questions. You know, the gun at home, the guns on the road, and there's no good answers for why Cubs pitchers aren't throwing hard enough.
Late throwing programs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. They started throwing late, and now their arms are just getting in the swing of things.
Ah.
That's why they're hitting 90 and 89 on the gun.
312-644-6767, getting you ready for this stage to be covered with more football knowledge than has ever been in one place ever. That's coming up at 6 on The Score.
Bears fans, get Chicago's best draft coverage. The Score's team of Bears experts. Paul Markish, Dan Pompey, Brad Biggs, Mike Mulligan, Patrick Manley, Greg Gabriel, and Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer. Don't miss our live coverage of the 2017 NFL Draft. Tonight, starting at 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score or 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hi there, friends. How are you sleeping at night? If you're not sleeping well, it could be because you have a terrible pillow and you don't have MyPillow. I have MyPillow and I absolutely love it. It is the most comfortable pillow I have ever experienced. If you try it out, I guarantee you're going to love it too. You know, I loved it so much. I got two for my bed. I even bought MyPillows for the boys. They really are the best pillows. I get to sleep faster. I stay asleep longer. I sleep better all night long. I would wake up sometimes with shoulder pain or neck pain from a bad flat pillow. I didn't get the support I needed. I would even sometimes wake up with a headache. And that can happen to you, too, if you have a bad pillow. Here's what I love about MyPillow. First of all, it stays cool all night long, which is good because I'm a warm sleeper. I'm always hot. Nice, cool pillow is always helpful. But most importantly, it holds its shape all night. Now, the patented interlocking fill, it adjusts to my sleep needs. So when I get to bed, I adjust it just how I want it, and it stays that way. It comes with a 10-year warranty not to go flat. It also has a 60-day comfort guarantee. It's washable, dryable, and made in the USA. And right now, you've got to try this out. You can save 50% plus free shipping. Just go to MyPillow.com, click the Radio Listener Special tab, and use promo code SCORE. You'll get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional Go Anywhere travel pillows, all for one special price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Don't forget it. You can call them at 1-800-960-3804, MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees. Just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends June 7th.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news,
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
Real.
Now they're trying to pin the ISIS gunmen down.
Honest.
Is it true that there may be 20 people alive buried in the back?
Essential.
This is high tide. Clearly, it is the flooding that's going to be the problem for the people here.
Real news every evening.
We'll begin tonight with breaking news.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Weeknights.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And now, time for a Bernstein and Goff Bears draft memory.
With the 20th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Kyle Long, guard, Oregon.
Phil Emery just blew that pick. I'm not going to back away from it.
Bears offensive lineman Kyle Long, a Pro Bowler now for the third straight season.
Kyle Long has come a long ways from people throwing pencils against the wall in terms of his pick to where he's at now.
That was your Bernstein and Goff Bears draft memory on 670 The Score.
Now, let the record show, Hub's not here yet. He will be.
Yes, he will be.
But Tom Thayer's here. He's back.
A bucket full of pencils.
In the green room. Yeah, I think Hub should do it like Letterman, where he just has pencils that are said only to be thrown. Or like they stick in the ceiling. Oh, this looks like a tin ceiling, so it probably wouldn't work here.
Nah, probably wouldn't.
But although, that, I don't know, is that real? No, you know what? I think it might. I think that's actually designed. I think it is a soft tile, actually designed to look like
Wade Boggs over here. Understanding how much everything costs.
No, I didn't say that. I just you can tell. Like if you look at the edge of that one, see.
What?
You can't see it from there because the light's blocking.
No,
yeah, that's
no.
It's tastefully, artfully done. But I do think if he wanted to try to stick pencils in the ceiling, he probably could. But maybe Hub won't be mad. Maybe Hub will just be very, very happy.
It's kind of hard to be mad about this pick. I mean,
because it's three. Because you sucked so bad, you're probably going to get somebody good.
Mm-hmm. And I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm so glad that they sucked this bad because I didn't have to worry about understanding and remembering the draft order with the 10 or 11 picks that would be ahead of them. Because the Bears are good for going 7-9 and make you worry about the Miami Dolphins and all the other bum-ass teams that are going to pick before them. All you got to do is worry about the Browns, and you don't have to do that anymore with all the reports that Myles Garrett will be the number one pick overall. And then the San Francisco 49ers come into play, and that's where the draft will start. That's where the fun will start. All the calls and waiting to see if a trade card is being brought up. Or they're in Philly, right? Yeah, so waiting to see if the Rocky Steps will be walked up with a trade. They're not walking up the steps.
Well, the set really is using the Rocky Steps as their steps.
Okay. All right.
I don't know how many people even care about the Rocky Steps anymore. I know they're iconic for people my age. But
all I know is that a city that had one of the greatest boxers of all time,
and Joe Frazier,
born a real boxer,
an actual person,
not a fictional character,
a champion,
and Joe Frazier, one of the greatest of all time, chose
fictional is correct.
An Italian 5'7" movie star as their symbol of pride and joy.
He's not real.
The movie star is real. Stallone's real, just not Balboa.
The character
right.
is not exactly. real. The point and, is Joe Frazier was real.
Right. And was born there. And all you wanted was to see this little man get his ass whooped for the last 30 minutes of a movie with zero defense And I'm going to tell you right now, Rocky should have got his ass whooped in every one of those movies. All right? Clever Lang beat his ass. Drago beat his ass. Everybody, Tommy Gunn beat his ass after that. And when he died in Creed, I wasn't too sad about that either. You know, cart this piece of crap out of here. He's just taking punches in the face. Get out of here. If anybody who ever cared about boxing watches that movie, rooted for Rocky to get his ass whooped like I did. The hell out of here.
I can't say I rooted for that.
You should have rooted for him. Kidding me? And it's not even a bad guy thing to root for him to get his ass beat. You know, chase around chickens in a park and all of a sudden get a title fight? You deserve to get your ass whooped.
See, this goes back to you rooting for Johnny Lawrence and Karate Kid.
You damn right.
Cobra Kai, yeah, do or die.
Androgynous dude just going to come and take all the women in one weekend because you don't live
again,
here.
Again, little Italian guy, everybody loves him.
You deserved your ass whooped. You came in there and you took everybody's woman without giving them any notice. Yeah, you deserve these hands. The whole Cobra Kai dojo was in the right to jump and beat his ass.
And then he gets the black magic of the Okinawan sorcerer.
Right. Exactly.
We read that article. They called it.
How you gonna fight me with a witch on your
right,
side?
Johnny Lawrence got to be like, oh, come on.
Right. I'm out here putting in this work, you know, doing my push-ups and my discipline. And next thing you know, you got some dude rubbing a salve on your knee and an ACL tear becomes better. Where was you
force.
When Derrick Rose needed you, Mr. Miyagi? Where was you when D. Rose needed you? All right? Yeah, let's take it back to what it really should be. Sylvester Stallone and Rocky. He should have got his ass whooped after the Apollo Creed fight, too. Everybody in Apollo Creed's crew should have jumped his ass as soon as he got on the mic.
Tony Burton kicking him.
Exactly. Thanking Adrian. Adrian don't give a damn about you. You look like the dude from The Mask now. You can't be cute anymore.
Well, it's also named Rocky.
Right, exactly. Sylvester Stallone, Philadelphia. Philadelphia kissed my ass too. You know, crappy city. I'm done. You want to talk about the Bulls now?
This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by UPSjobs.com. UPS is seeking part-time package handlers in Addison. Great pay, plus graduate debt-free with up to $25,000 towards tuition. Apply now at UPSjobs.com. You know, you ask if I want to talk about the Bulls, and
You've been shimmying around the Bulls just enough. You want to get into exactly what you saw last night. It's okay if the NFL draft is going on and there's a bunch of new millionaires that are about
Guess
to enter
what?
The world.
Zach Zaidman is stationed at Hallis Hall.
And if
you didn't feel football-y enough, we are going to get you an up-to-the-minute report. You're going to get
a human football.
Oh, everything's going to get all football tingly, and you will have all the latest information on the Chicago Bears plans. Zach Zaidman will join us next on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
This is Ben Zobrist to the World Series champion Cubs, and you are listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Stop into Lowe's, where you'll find big savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with paint and primer, starting at a new lower price of $17.98. And add beautiful new color outside with select perennials. Now get four for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 4/26 through 5/1. U.S. only, excluding plan offer in Hawaii. Color and selection vary by location. While supplies last, see store for details.
Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And Mattress Firm is in the final days of their once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you to get savings of a lifetime on tens of thousands of top-quality mattresses.
You see a Mattress Firm right now as you're driving. You see one to your left. You might see one to your right. You saw one about half a mile back and another half a mile up. Get in there because you can get up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off floor models. And it couldn't be easier. Your sleep expert is going to walk you through everything. You're going to pick one out. You're going to say this is great. And the next thing you know, it can be delivered right to your home on your schedule. And they take the old one away.
And if you see a Mattress Firm directly in front of you, either hit the brakes or make a turn. And listen, this buying opportunity will only last as long as the mattresses are in stock. Once they're gone, they are gone. And you have been putting this off for far too long now. You need to go to mattressfirm.com to find that location that is near you. Get in there and let those sleep experts help you out. There's a reason why Mattress Firm is America's number one choice for sleep. They have the best brands. They certainly have the best prices. And right now, they are historically low. And, of course, they have the sleep experts. And Dan mentioned those prices and the amount of savings. You can also sleep interest-free until 2022. But you have to get into a store and take advantage of this opportunity. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Best is a
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the Emmy-winning Amazing Race with the biggest twist ever.
Go!
Go! Go! Go!
These contestants are racing around the world.
This is going to be awesome.
With a total stranger they just met.
Are you kidding me with this?
We are the most oddballer combination here.
Now they're on the adventure of a lifetime.
I'm trying to meet you halfway.
Please.
I'm calm. Down. You should know. Telling me to calm down makes me worse.
I can tell.
The Amazing Race, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.